KJAN Sports.
And it's time now for a look at sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen. Our sports report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Well, in football under the lights Friday night, it was Atlantic defeating Shenandoah 55-25. Tyler Mowens, 523 yards rushing with five touchdowns for the Trojans. It's the second highest single game rushing total in state history. Elsewhere, it was ADM over Winterset 12-9. Audubon beating Glidden-Ralston 63-30. Boyer Valley was a 30-15 winner over Exira EHK. Carroll beat Humboldt in football action Friday 45-6. Clarinda was a 47-6 winner over West Central Valley of Stewart. Coon Rapids Baird down to Cam 32-26. A late kickoff return touchdown win. One of that is for Coon Rapids Baird. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln was a 45-20 winner over Des Moines North. Earlham defeated Riverside Oakland Riverside 47-21. East Sac County was a 54-6 winner over Missouri Valley. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa football, East Union beat Afton beat Moravia 18-13. It was Greene County over Red Oaks 60-8. Harlan beating Creston Orion Maxburg 40-0. IKM Manning beat Sioux Central Sioux Rapids 35-12. Kingsley Pearson was a 36-22 winner over Arweva. Lamoni downed Lennox 50-14. Lewis Central was a 21-14 winner over Glenwood. Logan Magnolia beat West Monona 28-20. Notable Arthur BCIG down to Carroll Kemper Catholic 41-0. Panorama was a 48-8 winner over Derek Casey Guthrie Center. Sergeant Bluff Luton was a 41-14 winner over Denison Schleswig. Council Bluff St. Albert down Nottoway Valley 52-0. It was Stanton over Griswold 88-44. Trainer was blanked Maple Valley Anthonoto 63-8. Tri-Center was a 28-8 winner over Sloan of Westwood. Also, the Underwood football team defeated Cherokee Washington 60-0. It was Urbandale over Council Bluffs TJ 55-6. Van Meter blowing out Mount Air 28-0. And Woodbine over West Harrison 25-20. The AHSTW Vikings grinded out a win over Southwest Valley 25-12 last night in Avoca. The Vikings came up with some big plays at key points of the game to pick their fifth win of the season. Both teams scored on their opening offensive possessions. The Vikings drove all the way inside the Timberwolves' five-yard line in the opening possession of the game. The Timberwolves' defense bowed up, though, and Vikings settled for a 22-yard field goal from Raiden Groby. The Timberwolves answered on their first possession. After the holding call threatened to stall their drive, quarterback Brendan Knapp launched a 76-yard touchdown pass to Blaine Van Tyker to give the Timberwolves the lead. Their point-after attempt was blocked, and the score was then 6-3. The defense then dominated the bulk of the half until the Vikings connected on a touchdown pass from Blake Holst to Raiden Groby with 29 seconds left in the game. Groby added a point after, and it was 10-6 at the half. The teams would once again trade scores to start the second half. All was said and done, the AHSTW improves to 5-3 overall and 3-1 in Class A District 9. They'll travel to St. Albert for their final regular season game next week. The Timberwolves fall to 3-5 overall and 1-3 in the district, and they'll host Riverside next week. Now you can listen to a full post-game interview from AHSTW coach Gigi Harris in the same story on the sports page at KJAN.com. In college football, Iowa looks to snap a two-game losing skid by hosting Purdue today from Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. The Boilermakers have won the last two games in the series and have hit the Hawkeyes with big plays in the passing game.
We better defend the ball deep. These guys throw it deep as well as anybody we've played, in my opinion, at least over the last 2 years. And they did it again Saturday. They threw the ball down the field really well. So I'm even more focused on our deep zones than I am our underneath zones.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz, who says Purdue can negate the Iowa pass rush with quick throws.
You know, it's almost sometimes counterproductive to try to rush because it's going to come out. Yeah, before you can get there, before you can even disrupt it. So, you know, it's just you got to, you know, make educated guesses and try to be as smart as you can on that. But the one thing you know, your coverage is going to get tested.
Barrett says the Hawkeyes' secondary will be tested.
It's not uncommon for a game to end and, you know, boy, we didn't throw the ball deep enough today or, you know, whatever. I don't think they say that very often. Like, you know, they'll take their shots down the field and they're going to test you out down there. And then, you know, if you got good receivers, that's a good thing, too. And this quarterback did a nice job throwing the football. But they'll throw it all over the place.
We'll have all the action for you on KJAN beginning at 9 o'clock with the pregame show. The kickoff slated for 11. Iowa State traveled on the road to a matchup against Texas Tech today. The Red Raiders are averaging 167 yards on the ground and will test ISU's improving run defense.
You know, obviously, it's something we'll have to continue to do, and great challenges lie ahead. And, you know, great challenge lies ahead this week. You know, a really talented running back, a veteran offensive line. So they'll really test that and challenge that early in this football game.
That, of course, Cyclone coach Matt Campbell, who says Tech quarterback Jet Duffy has played well in place of the injured Alan Bowman.
He's obviously a dual-threat quarterback. He can use his feet to extend plays. He's got this arm that can make all the throws. He's got great weapons to get the ball to, and, you know, I think he's a super talent.
Campbell says Duffy puts a lot of pressure on the defense.
It's one of those great challenges for us, again, where that dual-threat quarterback, that guy that can really make you miss in the run game, but also has got the ability to really attack in the passing game. And I think he's done a really good job, and I think they've done a great job putting him in position to be successful.
Kickoff from Globe Life Park in Arlington, Texas is set for 11 a.m. And a fourth-ranked Ohio State took on struggling Northwestern Friday and produced a predictable outcome. Justin Fields threw for four touchdowns, and the 7-0 Buckeyes grabbed a 31-3 halftime lead before coasting to a 52-3 rout of the Wildcats at Evanston. Fields matched a career high with 22 touchdown passes this season and completed 18 of 23 passes for 194 yards. J.K. Dobbins has 947 yards rushing already this season after getting 121 more while scoring two touchdowns. Northwestern dropped 1-5 and is 0-4 in the Big Ten. Sports was brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.